sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Thursday, August 7th, 2025 edition. I'm going to do a little housekeeping and get caught up on these text messages that have come in. But basically, I want you to understand that the research I do, the stories I look at, the connecting of the dots, all the stories, all the information verified by legitimate sources before I ever say it on this microphone. Well, one of the text messages when I was talking about the investigation going on by Pam Bondi, one of them came in and said, they need to start with the Clinton. Well, they're already there. Absolutely, absolutely serving them subpoenas to come and testify in front of U.S. Congressman James Comer's committee. Ed and Paula in Sheboygan, how could Hillary Benghazi Clinton think she had a chance of winning the 2016 election, let alone her handlers? As the old saying goes, Randy, the chickens have come home to roost. Absolutely agree 100%. But you have to understand something. It's only because of Donald Trump's victory election on November 5th, 2024, along with taking back control of the House, giving the gavel to Mike Johnson, the Republican Speaker, and winning back a majority, a very small, slim majority in the U.S. Senate, handing the gavel to John Thune, not Mitch McConnell. Not Mitch McConnell, but John Thune, a new U.S. Senate Majority Leader, along with all of Donald Trump's cabinet picks, all of the people he has chosen to run the United States Justice Department, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, FBI Director, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, Kristi Noem, Head of Homeland Security. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Donald Trump had 4 years to think about it. He had 4 years to realize how quickly it goes by. Why do you think his first 100 days was historical? Starting on January 20th, all of the things that they've accomplished already and what's happening in the stock market, what's happening with these trade deals, these foreign countries fearing our president, using tariffs as a weapon in foreign policy, in creating trade deals. You don't want a trade deal with us? Fine. We'll send you a letter and let you know how much your tariff's going to be. Have a nice day. Going and forcing these foreign countries to increase their spending on NATO. We're sick and tired of carrying the load. You guys need, forget 2% of your GDP. You're going to pay 5%. Or we're out. You guys are on your own. He's not playing games this time, people. And neither are his directors and cabinet members. They understand the mission at hand. Short break. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. As a public service, we are having interviews and discussions with Jonathan Deek, Institute for Family Justice, every single Thursday. We'd like to have him on to talk about family court, talking about going through a divorce, dealing with friend of the court, child custody, things like that. So joining us on the line right now is Jonathan Deek. Greatly appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Jonathan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How are you doing?
We're doing good. We're getting through it, fighting the good fight every single day, just like you guys are. And I had a couple of people reach out to me after our interview, our discussion last time you were on the show, and asked for your phone number. I gave them the phone number 231-330-6825. I directed them to the website Institute for Family Justice, the number 4fj.com. And I think maybe they reached out to you, I'm not sure. But the point is this, and I want to get into this part of the discussion. Divorce has been going on for a long time. We've been dealing with the court system. We've been dealing with friend of the court, custody issues, joint custody, physical custody, all of those issues, visitation rights. Jonathan, this is a issue that's been around a long time. But it seems like within the last 20, 30 years, from the stories of people telling me their struggles and their experiences in dealing with this process, it seems like it's become weaponized and it's gotten much worse than it's been previously from years ago. Do you have any particular insight or information that would either agree or disagree with that statement?
I have my personal beliefs that because we have now incentivized this with federal grants, that has created an industry around this. And so since it's been incentivized with grant money, there's now more reason to be litigating family court issues, which has, you know, created, like I said, incentives to cause these kind of issues. You know, if the courts are making money from the federal government to administer child support, and then if they're getting money to enforce and create protection orders, it really incentivizes them administering these things instead of looking deeper into the situation.
Now, let me ask you a question. When, if you know, did this process get incentivized, like you said, federal dollars? This is money you're saying, you're alleging that this money is coming from Washington, D.C. to these local county clerk or county courts, or is this something that comes to the states and then the states delve the money out to the various county courts? What is that process, if you know?
Sure. Yeah, it was created in 1965. It's Title 4D of the Social Security Act, and it's a contract between the Social Security Administration and the local court. So every court has their own contract. I just looked at the ones for Emmett County here recently, and they get reimbursed $2 for every $3 that they spend in the administration of child support. So basically, two-thirds of their budget comes from the federal government in order to administer this program.
Well, let's be clear. They're going to spend $3 toward the budget of the court. And you're saying the federal government reimburses them two of those $3, basically matching them 2-to-1 for every dollar they spend in the implementation of the court's expenses, the total operation for running this particular court.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. They get specifically reimbursed $2 for every $3 spent, as long as they're collecting a certain amount of child support. So it's incentivized as well. So they have to collect at least 80% of the child support owed in the county in order to maintain that budget. If they only collect 79%, they get a lesser percent of the $2 or the $3, and it scales down and scales down and it scales down based upon the amount of child support that they collect, you know, the total percentage. And So if they have parents that they know have money and can pay, right, they know that they can squeeze, they make sure they get as much child support out of them as possible. If they have, know they have parents that they that don't have a lot of money, that aren't going to be able to pay very well, they don't really put a lot of child support on those people because they have to maintain a budget, right? And so as long as they maintain 80% of collections, they get 100% of the reimbursement.
So obviously, like you said, that incentivizes them, motivates them to basically make sure they get their numbers so that they get the money.
Right, yeah. So if you're a high earner, you have high income, you can expect to pay the most amount in child support because they need to maintain that 80% or better of collections. And so if you're making a lot of money and they can collect a lot of money from you, you really help towards that total percentage of their total collections to make sure they get 100% of their reimbursement.
Unbelievable. And you said this was an act that was passed by Congress back in 1965?
That's correct.
So this has been going on for 60 years.
Yeah, or more, really.
Well, 2025 to 1965.
Oh, that's you're right. Just over, but you're correct.
Now, let me ask you this question. The courts are all individually separated by county. Each county has its own court system, correct?
Yes, they do have their own court system. However, some counties in Michigan share judges and referees. And there's a lot of people that just do a little circuit, and they'll be in this county on this day and that county on that day.
So basically, the actual dedicated judge may not necessarily be a resident or duly elected in that county. He could be to a district or an area responsible for maybe multiple counties.
That is exactly how it works. That's exactly how it works.
Well, let me ask you this. Out of all the people that you guys have been talking with, and this is basically what the Institute for Family Justice does, is simply talk with people and you share information with them that is readily available. Much of this information, people can search for it on their own, but they don't necessarily know where to search. This is basically what you guys do.
Yeah, I have a lot of prepackaged information. So I've got like the annotated best interest factors where it talks about how the courts determine custody. They're called the best interest factors. They talk about like the moral fitness of the parent, you know, any abuse, the ability to care for the child, all these different things. Well, when it's annotated, not only does it say what those laws are, it tells you what binding appellate or Supreme Court decisions bind each of those best interest factors. And so when I go over those with the parents, they can know exactly what the courts are looking for every best interest factor. So when they write out their paperwork, they can make sure they're checking every box that they can possibly check.
Got it. Now, one other thing that normally people do, if you're going to go through a divorce, you hire an attorney. The husband hires an attorney, the wife hires an attorney, and the attorneys, you know, do their thing in ordering the hearing in front of the judge to provide the answers, to basically speak on behalf, be advocate in front of the judge in order to go through the divorce. However, if there's children involved, this is then where the family court comes in, where the friend of the court comes in. And if they can't agree on custody, if they can't agree on support, then this is basically the job of what the friend of the court does, correct?
Yeah, the friend of the court would be post-divorce. So if you're not divorced, then you never deal with the divorce court, and you go straight to either the friend of the court or the circuit court. However, if either party is on welfare, you are forced to use the friend of the court, because otherwise, if you don't use the friend of the court to administer child support, the federal government will take away your food stamps, Medicaid, housing, whatever federal benefits you're getting. And so the federal government forces themselves upon people receiving public benefit. However, if you are not receiving public benefit, you can actually opt out of the friend of the court and you can just litigate through the circuit court instead.
And that, of course, would be a situation where they come together and they work it out between themselves, visitation rights, custody, holidays, all of that could be handled then between the parties, you're saying, without having to deal with the friend of court.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that's an option as well. Parties can just simply agree, which is the best option. The best option is for parents just to sit down and be reasonable with each other and work out a deal like that. What I'm saying is if parents still want to go to court and they still want to litigate this, they can bypass the additional step and the additional cost of litigation. So if you are on government assistance, you're forced to use the friend of the court to litigate your issue. If for some reason you don't agree with what happens inside of the friend of the court, then you can appeal that to the circuit court, right? Which then is a layer of appeal, additional litigation, additional legal fees, right? However, if you are not on government assistance, you can opt out of using the friend of the court and go directly to the circuit court to litigate your issue, reducing your overall cost of litigation. So literally, if you are dealing with somebody who is using the friend of the court because they're forced to by the federal government, you're actually adding an additional layer of litigation, which then at least doubles your potential legal fees.
Got it. Understand it now. Excellent. Well, you know, like I said, been on the radio since April of 2012. A lot of people have contacted me about various issues, you know, dealing with Lansing regarding unemployment insurance, dealing with the Liquor Control Commission. I've had people contact me about, you know, building departments, getting a permit. I've talked to a lot of people over the years, and I hate to say this, but a large percentage of them come and ask me and talk to me about advice. Well, now I'm able to give them your contact information, your Institute for Family Justice website, the number 4FJ.com, your phone number, your mailing address, basically being able to now, you know, give this information to people so that they can contact you. So I greatly appreciate, you know, what you guys are doing, your board, all the people that you've put together for this. And basically here, just to wrap this up, last minute and a half we have left, explain the actual structure of the Institute for Family Justice, the board members, and how you've set this up.
Sure. So it's a 501c nonprofit. There is David Sila out of Wisconsin. He's a board member and the treasurer. There's David Murray out of New Jersey. He's the secretary. And then there's myself here out of Wolverine, Michigan, and I'm the board chairman.
And because your status you've applied for, I believe, is it a 501c3 or a
C4?
C3. C3. So basically, nonprofit and able to take donations from folks to fund your efforts and to fund all the activity that you guys do. Explain that process to people. How would they go about, if they feel they would like to mail you some money or whatever, donate online? How can people do that?
Yes. Yeah, so there's a credit card donate link on the website where people can give one-time donations or reoccurring donations at i4fj.com/donate. Also, we have the post office boxes listed on the website. If anybody wants to mail us a check, which is P.O. Box 555, Wolverine, Michigan, 49799. And if anyone wants to do ACH transactions, I don't have the account number memorized, but it is listed there on the website. So our account and routing number are there available if anybody wants to do just a wire transfer to us.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate everything you're doing. And again, if you'd like the information, the contact numbers, the website, just text me family. I have it set up in my phone. It'll auto reply and send you his contact information. Jonathan, we appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you for this public service.
You're welcome, Randy. Thank you. Bye.
On the hour news break of hour number two, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.